We have had an All-Ireland final the Saturday before Christmas. Next year, if things go to plan, we're going to have an All-Ireland final in the middle of July. These are all going to be confirmed now in the next day or so by the GAA, but it seems that everybody knows now what's going to happen. Do you agree with this split season, Martin, and the schedule that's come out?
Yeah, I suppose some people look at it as probably something to get used to. Do we need to keep playing? Some people say we should have the All-Ireland in September and everything else, and now we're going to have the All-Ireland earlier. It's definitely going to be good for club football. And, you know, I think that down the road we'll end up that club football will become more important, actually, than county football. And you'll have big crowds at club football this year, and it's going to be good because, let's be fair, 98, 99% of people play club football and follow clubs and everything else, and, you know, with the county and everything else. So, yeah, it's going to be a change. It's going to be difficult. You know, they're going to have to be training early, and they're not going to be, you know, it's going to be hard for them. I know their county team's back training already, actually, but the way it is, you know, getting ready, the National League starting very early. It is early. And everything else, and then the National League, as you were saying early on, with the groups of four, is going to be very tough for teams and everything else. So, yeah, it's going to be
fair?
A change.
Is the groups of four in the north, splitting the league north south, is that fair in counties, Martin?
I think it's tough enough on counties chatting about it, you know. And look, I think in a way we chat about it here, we're fed up playing Ulster teams, and now we're going to end up playing three Ulster teams in Division One, and then you go forward to the Ulster Championship playing them again whenever the draw's made. And it's, you know, it's difficult. I thought, you know, I don't know why I thought they should have maybe left in the groups of eight and gone with it. Now they're on about overnight staying and not having to stay away overnight, and going to be less expense on the team and everything else that there. But I think, you know, we look at it, and then you take that some of the, even the Division 3, you'd feel that, you know, you have Derry, Fermanagh, Cavan and Longford, and that's stronger than the other Division 3 down south. And the same thing with maybe even Division 4, where you have now, you have Antrim, Louth, Sligo and Leitrim in the one division, where the other division would be, London's in the other, in the bottom division, and it's very tough for teams wanting to get out of that division and everything else. So I think that way is a wee bit unfair, but they feel it's the only thing they can do for this year, that they have to do it this way and everything else. And they're going to be,
there hasn't been too much opposition to it, Martin.
No,
I thought there might have been more
with the COVID and everything else. I'd say managers made me that happy with them, particularly Ulster managers, because you are fed up playing Tyrone and end up playing Tyrone and Monaghan and Donegal. You know, Donegal, they're saying the same thing, playing Donegal. Armagh maybe a wee bit different because they're up. But then, you know, it was a tough one, Armagh having coming up, and end up that situation where they would have loved to be getting Kerry coming to Armagh, Dublin coming to Armagh, and that there. But not going to happen. I mean, and then there's going to be luck of the draw now. Who's going to get the two home games? That would be massive, because you only have the three games to play. So teams are going to, I thought they would have gone one home, one away, and one neutral, but they're not. Seemingly it's going to be two home games and one away, or vice versa, whatever, you'll end up with two games away. So, you know, that's going to be very difficult in teams, you know, especially, you know, that time of the year. And teams are going to be in good shape getting ready, because the Championship's only round the corner after that as well. Championship's starting in early April, isn't it?
Yeah, the 17th and 18th of April, and the league's actually starting on the last weekend of February. So, Martin, there's not much time there coming out of a league, and then you're heading into a championship, particularly if you're going well in your league, Martin, and you get through to the latter stages of it. So there'll be some managers particularly won't be happy with that, because when you add in injuries and the time factor between it, it could turn out to be a hindrance for some. So it could, Martin.
That's exactly it. That is the big difference, Oisín. That is going to be the big difference, because, as you said, squads of players are going to be important. We look at Dublin with the bench.
Now, you're right, if you're Dublin, I suppose.
And everything else, but you look at that there. But from Donegal's point of view, you know, injury is going to be important, and you want to have to get fellas ready, try to get them ready. I know people say, well, there's no club football, but we have the county final still to play in Donegal to get that played as well.
I'm coming to that shortly. So, Martin, but there's going to be no Super 8s. There is going to be a qualifying system. We're going to hear more about this over the next couple of days, and I'm sure there'll be more reaction to it countrywide, and I suppose in Ulster as well. Looks like we're going to have two finals, Martin, for club championship here in Donegal in 2021, and I think the early indications are that the 2020 final is now not going to be played in January, given that we're going to be heading to another lockdown. It's all going to be under restrictions. But are we safe enough to say that it's not going to happen maybe the end of January?
It doesn't look like that it's going to happen the end of January. It's very, very unfair in the two teams there, you know, trying to keep training going and keep things going and everything else. But, you know, we need to try to get a date and set a date where at least teams can prepare for that there and get ready for whether they want to take a break or do what they're doing. Because it's very hard for teams to keep two teams involved, to keep training the whole time and everything else. So, yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to go in January. When are we going to go? Will it be left then until after the inter-county's over? You know, suppose the management, Donegal management team would be happy and, you know, not maybe want at that stage, because we talk about injuries and picking up injuries and everything else. I don't know. I don't know when they're going to come
up. We could be starting the 2021 campaign with the 2020 final.
That's possible that could happen. Yeah, that's the way it is. I mean, it's unique here and everything, and actually nothing else. Yeah, but look, they have to try to get it played anyway. Yeah. You know, just disappointed it wasn't played. But anyway, that's the way it has. Yeah. It is there now and everything else. And you know, it's different. But it doesn't look like it'll be played in January. But hopefully they'll get it played as early as they can if they can get a date on a Sunday or a Saturday in and work on it out. But if you had seven games even with the senior inter-county team having seven games, it would be less pressure on them than just having three games to try to stay in Division One, and then you have a battle then, you know, if you're in the bottom two, you have a massive battle. So they'll become championship games if you want to stay in Division One. So it's going to be very hard to fit a whole lot in for the county players involved to you know, then to have the club final in the middle of it all. So it's hard to know.
Yeah, the CPA, Martin, were very vocal, of course, in recent years that more time has to be given and allowed for club football. Do you think the CPA and their members are now finding that they're being understood more in these COVID times, and this is a move in the right direction for them?
Ah, yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, it was part of it myself when it was set up and that there. I mean, club football is very important. We have got to keep if we don't keep club football going, lose everything. And what the GAA is built on, it was built on the club and the club boundaries and everything else, and that's the most important thing. And I know money and everything else became a big player and everything else for the money in the inter-county thing and everything else. But definitely the club was very important, and we had great club games, and club players put on a big commitment effort. So I think, yeah, fair play to the CPA. They kept, you know, getting the word out there and everything else, and they'll be happy now with the way it is that the, you know, club football is going to be played when actually the inter-county football used to be played. So, well, it'll probably change next year. I would think that with TV and everything else next year, that they'll want to carry on definitely to August anyway, and that the finals will be in August next year. I feel more so than in July this year, the inter-county, the county All Ireland finals and that. So I think, but this year it'll be good, you know, and I think we'll have a you know, a tight inter-county championship. There'll not be as much training on anything else. It'll be all on games that'll keep them fit and everything else. And it's hard to beat playing games and that there. And then you're going into, and we'll have a great club championship all over and everywhere, you know, in a lot of counties. But particularly, you know, we'll get club football back to where it used to be. There used to be 20,000, we'll say, the likes of Cork County finals and that there way back in the past. So I think the club will have to become very, very important in the whole thing. And I think that's what we're about. And inter-county will be kind of like the English or Irish national team, national soccer team, that would be more so, and the club become big, and we'll right end up watching club games on television. Like, people enjoyed the club games this year, and the standard of club football and the level of fitness and club players put in commitments and effort the same nearly as inter-county players, and they deserve that there. And rather than playing through the muck and dirt, that they'll get a chance hopefully next year to play on good pitches.